Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. Today, we're talking about everything from a vote about Kavanaugh to spy chips and even Uber offering free rides for a reason. Those stories and many more in less than 10 minutes. I'm Erica Mandy. Today is Friday, October 5th. You ready? Let's do this. There could be a vote today affecting whether or not Judge Brett Kavanaugh becomes a Supreme Court justice, which is a lifetime appointment. Yesterday, senators got a chance to look at an FBI report about the allegations of sexual misconduct against him. The New York Times says at least a couple of the undecided senators who could really make or break this vote's outcome seem to be leaning toward a yes, confirm Kavanaugh, since they said the report did not have anyone who was able to say, yeah, I saw it, about the accusations. Kavanaugh even wrote an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal, saying he may have been too emotional at times during his testimony last week, but he says he's an independent, impartial judge who was wrongly accused. But protesters at the Capitol made it clear they do not want him confirmed. They feel it sends the wrong message to the country, that women's voices don't matter. Even actress Amy Schumer got arrested with other protesters. A key procedural vote could happen as soon as this morning, and then a full Senate vote to make the final decision could happen as soon as Saturday. Stay tuned. 1 year ago today, a New York Times article came out where many women accused media mogul Harvey Weinstein of sexual misconduct. It went on to spark the Me Too movement, and many men in media have fallen from power. The Wrap says there's been some changes in the last year. Media companies have tightened up contract language and increased employee training about harassment. An entertainment lawyer says more people are starting to report bad behavior, and the people in charge are taking those reports more seriously. But as Axios points out, there's also more debate now about if the accused should be seen more often as innocent until proven guilty, even in the court of public opinion. A new report says tiny surveillance chips were put into data center equipment as a way to spy on big U.S. companies, including Amazon and Apple, and that it was likely the Chinese government behind it, specifically a Chinese server company called Supermicro. Bloomberg Businessweek says reporters talked to 17 anonymous government and corporate sources about this report, saying the whole thing became a top secret U.S. government investigation back in 2015 and that it's still going on. But Apple, Amazon, and Supermicro are all saying a strong not true, that they've never found any issues described in the report. Check your freezer. There are two big meat recalls to tell you about. First, the bigger one. More than 6.5 million pounds of ground beef have been recalled because of salmonella. Second, 89,000 pounds of ham products are now recalled because of listeria. Federal health officials say either return any of these products to the store or throw them out. I'll put a link to more info about the recalled meats in today's show notes on thenewsworthy.com so you can check brands and dates. All right, some other things people may be talking about today. Verizon is looking to make some serious cuts. The Wall Street Journal reports it's offering early retirement packages to more than a quarter of its workforce, 44,000 people. Apparently, the company is working to cut $10 billion in costs by 2021. So the first step is offering employees who take that early retirement 3 weeks' pay for every year of service. What workers do you think are the happiest in the U.S.? Well, a compensation and career site called Comparably did a study to try and find out. Business Insider reports it ranked 25 large U.S. companies that had at least 50 anonymous employee reviews on the site over the last year. It only looked at companies with more than 500 employees, by the way. So, ranked number one for the happiest people while on the job, HubSpot, a marketing and sales software company. Then Netflix and Google got numbers 2 and 3. A quick break now for today's sponsor, Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in the world. Learning a new language lets you connect with a different culture. And let's be honest, it's also just a good workout for your brain. What a great way to challenge yourself and stay sharp. But I've always thought it was just too overwhelming to take on a new language. Turns out it doesn't have to be. Babbel has short lessons, just 10 to 15 minutes each, so you can make progress each day or week with just small steps. And it focuses on real-life, practical situations, so you're learning the stuff you'll actually use in conversation. Using Babbel, you can expect to be speaking your new language within just weeks, and you have lots of options for which language you want to learn. Here's the best part. You have nothing to lose because you can now try Babbel for free. Just go to babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L babbel.com or download the app for free. Babbel.com. Now, back to the news. Uber and Lyft say your ride to the polls on Election Day is on them. TechCrunch reports Uber is working with nonprofit organizations to help get riders and drivers registered to vote before state deadlines, and even hold voter registration drives at some Uber hubs. Then, on Election Day, November 6th, Uber will offer U.S. riders the chance to quickly find their polling place and get a free ride there. Competitor Lyft is also offering half-priced and free rides that day. Have you seen the new name tags on Instagram? You set up your personal graphic and then let others automatically follow you by taking a picture of your custom name tag. Digital Trends says it works like a QR code. You have to use the camera inside the Instagram app, and after you press and hold the screen, that user's profile will pop up. And this won't surprise you, but Snapchat came up with something like this first, called Snap Codes. Tickets go on sale today for a high-profile concert in L.A. meant to honor the memory of rapper Mac Miller. He died in early September of an apparent overdose. Celebrities like Travis Scott, John Mayer, and Chance the Rapper will be coming together to perform in L.A. on October 31st, benefiting a new charity in Mac Miller's name. And speaking of Chance the Rapper, Rolling Stone reports he just announced he's donating $1 million to mental health services in Chicago. It's the first lead role on the big screen for Lady Gaga and the directorial debut for her co-star Bradley Cooper. The movie A Star Is Born is getting a lot of hype and it hits theaters today. And that's it. Thanks so much for listening and for sharing this episode with friends. As always, if you want to read more about any of the stories mentioned, I list all the sources and story links for you in today's show notes. Just go to thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and look for today's date. The Newsworthy is ready for you every weekday by 4 in the morning, so I'll be back with more news on Monday. Have a great weekend.